Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Welcome back, Midday Show. A happy Halloween here. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we are celebrating the day and trying to get Myles Garrett here, at least some of us are. I mean, some of us are being way too logical as
way
Big Worm
too
over
logical.
Here. Yeah.
Way too logical.
Yeah, way too logical. There's been a lot of logic trying to be levied out there on the Phillies of Bryce Harper. Speaking of candy, by the way, you going to put candy out for the kids? Have you decided fully yet?
No, I ain't doing
you
that.
You got it. I mean, you got it, man.
No.
The Condo Homeowners Association, whenever you're in with Skip, they're not going to be happy about this. I feel like you'll hear about this next week.
They'll be okay. What kind of threw me off this morning? The trash people came early. They came super early.
What does that have to do with anything?
No, I'm just saying. They kind of can't do that because...
I don't give a shit.
I couldn't find a place to park last night, so I had to park in front of where the trash cans were. So they didn't get the trash, so my truck was in the way.
This is your fault.
Yeah. So I run outside. You know what? And it's funny.
I mean, this is not you.
I'm going to say this, and I know it's going to be crazy because this probably was.
Here we go.
But I know, like, because sometimes, you know, because I told you I get up in the morning and go work out.
Yeah.
And I know it was like, dang, I be putting on the show for my neighbor because sometimes, you know, when I go in the kitchen, I ain't got no blinds, right? I got to work on that. Yeah, I need to probably work on that. But sometimes I forget that they can see into my spot.
You're really a hell of a neighbor, man. No candy for the kids. Yeah. Walking around without drawers on in front of the window. Yeah. What are you doing?
And I almost did it this morning. I'm like, damn, they might see me naked.
Skip's going in there with probable cause anyway.
No, I'm just like, and I wonder why things go for me the way they do.
I know that the big heat this week around here has been on Jack Fritz for the organic gummy bears.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it's what most people would do, but compared to what Hugh's doing in the neighborhood, I mean, Jack's like neighbor of the year compared to this.
But
no candy and no clothes on in front of the window?
No.
We got it.
Sometimes. And then when I tried to take the trash out, I went out with a towel on.
You're going
to
get put on a list.
Yeah. You really are. You better watch out, man.
Creepy old man.
Yeah,
list.
It's not a great list to be on. All right. Can we get to what Jason Kelce said yesterday? He was asked about...
What did Jason say?
Well, this was interesting. The Bryce Harper situation is, you know, we've gone back and forth for a couple weeks since what Dave Dombrowski originally said, and then Scott Boras running to the media, and then Bryce Harper running with his quotes, and it's been a whole thing. But I thought Jason Kelce's perspective yesterday was pretty interesting. Here it was yesterday on the morning show, Kelce on what he feels really was the issue in what Dombrowski said.
It's not like Bryce was bad. He just wasn't at his normal level.
Yeah, I guess... Not speaking on the Bryce situation specifically, my own instances of, you know, how I would have felt in 2016. I mean, I was already on top of myself for playing like crap. And I was announcing that to the media. So I don't think it would have been any breaking story if Howie or Doug would have doubled down on that. And I think, you know, publicly saying, it depends on how it's said. And that's what I think is unique about the Dombrowski thing, is saying that he doesn't know that the guy has the potential to be a great player again is way different than saying a guy's not playing up to his potential. And that's a very big difference. And I think that if a coach said, like, I don't think this guy has it, that is a much bigger, like, we're giving up on that guy. Now, Dombrowski has walked back those comments, and he probably would say them differently if he could again.
Right.
And I don't know that he meant it that way, but that's the reality of how these things get said and taken from player and organization or coaches.
It could have been a challenge.
I think he probably meant it in that way.
I think that's how it was meant.
Yeah, I just think he phrased it poorly, and I think if he had it again, he'd probably phrase it differently.
I think what he said there, Hugh, was interesting, because that's a, you know, we all unpacked what Dave Dombrowski said. We unpacked should he have said it, all that kind of stuff, right? But the line in there that Jason was referencing was when Dave said, you know, he was right about Bryce Harper's season, right? Here, like, we all agreed with that. Bryce Harper was not elite in 2025. But when he said, will he be elite again? I don't know. That's up to that. That's the part where Jason's saying that is a head of an organization saying, I'm not sure if you're great anymore.
And that's okay to say.
It isn't really.
What? Why isn't it? Because you don't know. Because, okay, let's look at the numbers. You're what, 35? Well, how old is Bryce Harper?
No,
33?
I think he's going to be 33.
And
or just
he
turned 33.
Has been on the decline and he's been hurt. Has that not been the case? I don't know anybody that's in their early 30s that when they have those type of injuries that gets better. Now, there are some exceptions to the rule, but I don't know many.
But there's a way to say it where you still express belief. Like
this is where I'm gonna push back just a little bit.
But do you agree that no other team would do this in this city? The reason this has become a big deal is because it's not the way our teams typically talk about the stars, even if there's truth to it. Like, again, I'll use the Jalen Hurts example. Jalen's playing better now. But when the season ends this year, right? Let's say it ends in the second round. They get knocked out. And Jalen had a good season, but he doesn't finish top five in MVP. Do you think Howie's going to get up there and say, Jalen's been elite in the past. He wasn't recently. I don't know if he can get back to that. He wouldn't say that.
If he did, though, it's on Jalen to get back right, though.
But
see, this is where I push back. Because when I was in Jacksonville, even though I was injured, I remember they gave me an ultimatum because, you know, Jack was like, hey, you know, going into that season before Hard Knocks, he was like, hey, you need to get your weight down. And I was like, well, Jack, you knew I was hurt. And he said, you need to be this at the beginning of the season, right? 279 pounds. And I remember listening to that because he was talking greasy, but I was like, okay, I got you. And this is where I didn't get upset because as soon as I walked in the building, you just know, because I was ready to go, but you had people, he had the camera crew following me because that was going to be the storyline. And the point that I'm trying to make is, if you're the athlete that you think you are, or if you're that dude that you think you are, it's supposed to light a fire in you. It's not supposed to make you run to the media and cry about how you've been treated because what you've done in the past. Hell, I could have did that. I could have said, hey, well, I just came from the Pro Bowl. And I did this, that, and the third. But no, I got back to work.
I'm not taking Bryce off the hook for being a baby. I still think he was soft about how he received the comments. But I get why he was upset about
them. He could be upset. And you know what you do when you're upset with that? If you're the dude that we think you are, take your ass to work and be better.
But it doesn't take Dombrowski off the hook. He started this.
He's the GM of a squad that failed miserably in the postseason for the last three postseasons.
Sure. And you know what? I didn't hear it for an hour when we aired his press conference. I didn't do enough. Dave, you know, Dave,
because they felt like they did,
you know,
Joe.
Well, he's wrong.
But
Dave Dombrowski, can we just say this? Whether we agree on the Harper thing or what angle you come down, Dave Dombrowski has moved the conversation away from his acquisitions. There's $62 million on the Phillies of crap. Bryce Harper may not be elite anymore. You know what he's not? He's not crap. Castellanos is crap. Taijuan Walker is crap. Aaron Nola this year was crap. Those are $62 million a year. Those are his contracts. Bryce is not his contract. Those are Dombrowski's contracts. Dave Dombrowski is really smart. And I don't know how much of this, if we have a pie chart, was motivate Bryce. We're annoyed him asking for more money. Or how much was, hey, I can get the heat off myself. No one's going to talk about the moves I made. Dave Dombrowski didn't build a great enough roster. Point blank, period.
And to a certain extent, Joe, you're right. But here's the truth and the reality of all of this. When you decided to run it back, you're basically saying to this fan base, that I believe in the guys that I have. And if I do recall, we all talked about, in order for Bryce Harper, in order for us to win the World Series,
he needs to be
Bryce
better.
Harper had to be better.
And he wasn't.
And he wasn't.
Yeah.
That's a fact. But you decided to run it back, and you put it on Bryce Harper's shoulders, and neither one of those things happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. So now he calls out Bryce Harper, and Bryce Harper runs to the media and talk about what he did in the past. That dog don't hunt for me.
Again, I agree with the reason. I agree that he shouldn't have ran to the Athletic to give those quotes. It was soft. I mean, it was soft on Bryce Harper. I said that on Monday. I'm just saying the more we unpack it and what the way
I agree, but you're going to be here. And Bryce might be here, but you're the GM. You're going to be here.
Right.
And if you challenge one of your players and that is the response that you get, that says something to me about the player.
That's fair.
He ain't that cat that we thought he was.
I guess I'll just, we use a relationship analogies. It almost felt like this was, it's one thing to say to someone in a relationship, I'm frustrated at you, I'm annoyed, that hurt my feelings, whatever, however you want to frame it. It almost felt like he was saying, I don't know if I could trust you anymore. Because when you say, I don't know if a player can be elite again.
And you don't think that's fair?
Not that it's not fair, but to say it is a shot. It's a shot. Like, he could have said, Bryce Harper wasn't elite, but I'd bet on Bryce Harper. I mean, that's all you... I mean,
to make him feel better.
Right, but you also could... to keep the... But this has been... The flames have been fanning here since Dombrowski's press conference.
No, let me pull this back a little bit, because I get where you're coming from, but here's the thing. When you make those inflammatory comments the way that he did, you have to be prepared. That's just like telling your wife a significant other, I don't like your cooking.
Yeah, that's
When you say that,
probably shouldn't say that.
If you say it like that, if that's how you feel in that moment,
yeah,
you can't walk that thing back because you've workshopped that in your head. Like, you've had a couple of, I could see if you made those comments immediately after the exit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Playoffs. I can see that if the media came up to you and in a heat of the moment, you said that. That's something different. You had a couple of days to sit on this.
Dave or
Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Dave, you had a couple days to sit on this. And you had a couple of days to figure out how you wanted to handle this Bryce Harper situation, because it's obvious by your talking about it that was something that set heavy on your mind.
Sure.
The problem that I have with it is you went out there like you've never been a part of any one of these and said what you said. Bryce didn't like it, and you immediately turtled up.
I mean, they've created a pissing contest.
Yes.
I mean, that's what we're dealing with.
You immediately turtled up. Now, Bryce is culpable in this, too, the way that he handled it. I don't think he should have handled it that way. But Dave, to me, is the biggest culprit, because if you said that, you had to be comfortable putting it out there
I agree with that. Kyle, what'd you make of what Kelsey said how he unpacked it?
So, fellas, you both look like morons having this serious discussion. Dress like that. I just need to get that out there.
Is that why you were laughing?
Very hard to take you guys seriously. Now let somebody serious step in.
Okay. In a cowboy hat.
Okay, yes, Woody. Yep. You got it.
So, like, I'm famously anti-Major League buddies, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Little bit of an exception, though, when it comes to a guy like Bryce Harper, because his feelings do kind of matter. I'm sorry, they do.
I hear you.
He's the franchise player. Like, okay. It's a little bit different when it's Alcone, when it's Bryson Stott, the daycare guys, stuff like that, guys who are expendable. Bryce Harper is the Phillies right now. He just is. Whether we like it or not, no matter what you want to say, like, how he feels about this whole situation matters. It just does. So, like, I gotta be with Joe on this. I just do. Like, they have to make sure Bryce Harper is happy.
Well now, you know how you make him happy?
No. Mm-hmm. I knew this was coming.
Yo, you walk right into
well,
it, bro.
Well, now I'm going to get mad.
And you know what?
I'm going to wear an alien costume and get mad at him.
And you know what? I'm starting to see Hugh's side a little bit.
Oh, no.
Kyle.
Are you guys trying to tell me this is going to end in a financial apology?
Yes. If you feel that way and that's how you feel, that's the only way that's going to make this better. If you feel that way and that's how you feel, you like how it frames.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
They would look like a smacked ass
if they give him more money.
Well, his ass has already been smacked because he walked it back. He walked it back when he went in there. Oh, my bad, Bryce. I didn't mean it like that. You're the best. No. You know how you can make me feel like I'm the best? 50.
Yeah, 50 more million dollars.
What's 2 more years?
What's 2 more? Did you forget what Ryan? Hold on a second.
50.
You know we forget it. Ryan Howard at the end was it was painful to watch.
They ain't got nothing to do with it.
You know why? Because we already have one of those on the roster.
Ain't got nothing to do with it.
What do you think Trey Turner's going to look like at 40? No, it's not going to be fine. We're going to have to talk through those games
it's
every day.
Fine.
It's going to be painful.
You don't have to.
You know what my retort's going to be when they give Bryce Harper this extension?
Told you so. That's what I'm going to say. Sit there.
And me too, because I'm with you.
And I'm not going to have the wig on, but you know what I'm going to say, Joe? Told you so.
Yeah.
The best apologies are the financial apologies.
That's not true.
And the Phillies are about to give one.
No. They look ridiculous. I mean, you guys think they look good if they give them a financial apology?
No.
Okay.
I'm not concerned about the optics right now.
Yeah, but it's going to happen.
I need to make our franchise player happy.
Okay. You know, wait.
Because his feelings was hurt.
If I'm John Middleton, this comes out of Dave Dombrowski's salary. You cost me 50 more million.
Fine.
I mean,
not
like,
my money.
What are we doing here?
It's been eerily quiet, too. Been a little quiet.
Well, I mean, since last week, since the Harper comments.
Yeah.
So what do you think's next, if you had a guess?
A financial apology.
Stop. Just stop.
You asked me what I thought,
stop.
And I told you.
It's a joke. 215-592-9494. All right, your reaction to how Kelsey unpacked the Bryce Harper, Dave Dombrowski situation, and would you trade the 3-1s for Myles Garrett? I'm in. Kyle's in. Hugh Douglas, he's, you know. I don't
financial
know.
Apology, dog. I'm just trying to tell you.
So you're good giving away the Phillies money, but draft picks for the Eagles, where we draw the line.
No, the Phillies are good giving away the Phillies money because you had the GM sit up there and had his chest all poked out like he had an S on it, and as soon as he had a little bit of pushback, he turtled up.
Of course, that's what he did. Of course. Well,
at least I'm consistent. Get rid of all the assets.
All the money, all the assets.
It's a good player.
This is why you're living with... Are you living with Skip? We didn't unpack that yesterday. We have to come back to this.
We shouldn't unpack
that.
Yeah,
okay. Marlon is up on WIP.
Gotta stay packed.
What's up, Marlon?
Hey, Joe, man.
Marlon.
Joe, I listen to you every day, bro, but every time you bring this Bryce conversation in, bro, like, you got this... You're like, I see where you coming from, and I see where he want to go, but I got to go for him because, you know, he got a job. I don't.
Okay.
Listen, man, we not giving that guy no more money,
I agree
bro.
With you. Marlon, I don't want to pay him an extra dime. I just said that.
No, but the way you sound, you really do want to give him some more money, man.
Hold on. Let's make this perfectly clear. I don't want to pay him any more money. I don't want to watch him limp around at age 40.
Nope, not what it sounds like.
And as for Dombrowski pushing it back, right? See, he only did that because y'all know Bryce want to jump out there and ask for the trade. Y'all know he do because he ain't getting no more money, and the Phillies already made it known.
Well, they shouldn't pay him anymore. I'm with you on this. I don't know what we're arguing about.
But you and Jack, y'all always got this soft, girly voice when it comes to hurting Bryce feelings. Tell him to swing the bat better.
Marlon, do you think the Eagles would say the same thing about Jalen Hurts out loud?
You damn right.
Not a shot.
But why wouldn't they?
Because first of all, it doesn't help the relationship with the player, and second, doesn't help their leverage. It doesn't help the team.
Let me ask you this.
Howie Roseman got to the podium, but right before they traded Carson Wentz and said quarterbacks are like fingers on your hand. Like, he made it sound like he was attached to the guy, and then he dumped him 2 months later. The whole point
so
of the whole GMs are supposed to lie.
Oh,
they're supposed to lie.
But when Howie thought about getting Russell Wilson at the time, right?
Right.
When he thought about that, right?
Right.
Now, you picture what Dombrowski said. If he would have said, I'd rather just get somebody that can swing better than Bryce. You didn't hear Jalen bitching. Oh.
No, that's okay.
Can we do that?
They never said we are after Russell Wilson out loud. There's a difference between...
All right. I got one more thought for
okay.
you then. Let Jalen wake up tomorrow morning and say, you know what? I just been to 2 Super Bowl. I want more money.
He might. He might.
Okay. And guess what? You be the first one with that foul voice talking about he ain't good enough. He ain't top five. He ain't this. You know you would.
But again, sometimes I think listening comprehension is off.
No,
I don't want to pay Bryce Harper another dime. It's the same thing.
Look how soft you say it. Say it with some authority. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to say this clearly because obviously you're not hearing it.
No. I hear it in your voice, bro.
Okay.
You got that psychology voice. You and Jack. Just pay the man. Oh well.
So, if
you
how they talk.
Get more money, you wouldn't ban him, would you,
Marlon? Again, we're going to do this one more time.
I don't want to pay
Bryce Harper any more money. Did you hear it?
All right, I hear you, but okay. You know you're lying. But anyway,
this is my new favorite. I like it, Marlon. Good phone call. So now when you don't agree with what I'm saying, I'm lying.
You're lying.
I'm lying.
It's not what it sounds like you think.
It's what you think I think. All right, that's fine. We'll just how about we just assign opinions to people that don't have them?
I mean, that's what happens every day. So right, why are you pushing back?
It's one thing but there is a difference between people listening kind of halfway or seeing something on the internet versus a back and forth conversation. Like I'm trying to reason with Marlon. That might have been my first.
We try to do that every day.
That was your mistake.
I am sorry to the audience for trying to reason with Marlon. Big V and Mount Laurel. Big V, what's up?
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm sorry. Yo. Marlon's here. Damn, with your chest out.
He really tried to get me upset. I'm calm today. I'm sitting here in costume. I'm trying to get Miles Garrett, trying to get Hugh to want a great defensive player. I got bigger fish to fry than Marlon's nonsense.
I understand. Yo, I hate to tell you I got some bad news for you, but I agree with you today.
Oh, things are starting to change around here. I could feel it. Big V, convince Hugh Douglas we got to trade for Miles Garrett.
Hugh, Imagine a young Hugh Douglas in the prime of his career.
His arms are way longer than mine, so I can't do it.
Lined up next to Galen Carter and Myles Garrett.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
It's 3rd and 11. Is that not a luxury?
No, no doubt. No doubt.
Okay, now here's another question for you, Hugh. Does Howie seem like a housewife who's debating on buying a Louis Vuitton or paying the car note?
Oh, I say, I get your analogy. She can get, but she can do both because she got that bread.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. That's a good correct, one, Big B. Yeah,
correct. So, I mean, if anybody has faith in their abilities to get the job done and what we need to, or the way we need it done, it's got to be Howie, right?
Howie's done a tremendous job with the salary cap over the years, yes. So I would have to say yes, Big V, yes.
Okay, so Hugh, can you say it with me?
What?
Repeat and dynasty.
I could say that's repeat and Howie... dynasty, and we can still keep our three first-round drafts.
Yeah, but it's less likely. It's less likely if they don't have Myles Garrett. Of course it's less likely. If it'd be more likely with him, it's less likely without him.
I don't believe that.
Well, hold on. Let's unpack this. Do you think Myles Garrett moves the needle?
No, he moves the needle.
Then they're less likely to win without him.
But I don't
him.
Think that they're going. First of all, I don't think this is feasible.
Sure,
that's the thing. I don't think so.
Three first round picks. Come on.
I don't think so. I don't believe it to be feasible. Yes.
Howie's strength is not picking first round talent.
Mm.
His strength is picking second and third round
talent.
And
Big V, Cooper DeGene, Jalen Hurts, Landon Dickerson.
Who picked Lane Johnson? Was Howie? That's Howie picked.
Howie was in there. But Chip Kelly was also here, so it's a little murky.
Okay.
A little murky.
Okay. All right. Then I digress.
But I think Big V's right. I mean, Howie is the roster isn't built fully on first round picks. Big V, I actually think the second round has been where the Eagles have done the biggest damage over the years.
Definitely. Now with this Bryce thing, I mean, I'm really tired of a multimillionaire who has to shave his panty line and get somebody to write an apology note for him.
Let's calm down. I'm not sure. All right, let's relax.
That's right on the line, right there.
Yeah,
right?
Let's relax.
Big V has a big tendency to do that.
Yeah, to go right up to the line and jump right over.
Line crosser.
Yeah.
Or line walker upper tour.
Yeah,
walking the right up.
Well, it was—I don't know what it was, but it was something there. It was. You know what it was? Unnecessary. It was
so unnecessary.
It really was. There was no reason for that. All right, 215-592-9494.
It was funny though.
Sure, it was. I mean, it made us laugh, but that's not the entire purpose of all this. All right, we got your phone calls coming up here on all this. I mean, we have ourselves the Myles Garrett situation. Yahoo Sports reporting the Eagles. Super hot. Like not even just hot for Myles Garrett. They're super hot.
So hot for Myles Garrett.
I would say that Kyle and I are clearly super hot for Myles Garrett. What are you, Hugh? You're lukewarm.
I'm fine. I'm not hot.
How could you say you're all right for Myles Garrett?
No, because I gave you a great analogy. You cannot fall in love with the first stripper that gives you a dance at the strip club.
How are you comparing him to a stripper, by the way?
No, I'm just
He's
saying.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
No, but what I'm saying is, you guys... You know, like I said, y'all, she sit on your lap and say you look cute and twirl your hair.
But we might be going back to back with the stripper.
Yeah. Also, when are you going to drop?
We are on the line right now. We on the line with that one.
What? Sure. You brought up the stripper.
I'm just saying, lap dance.
Strictly talking about football.
You all right over there?
No.
Okay. I don't think any of us are. All right, 215-592-9494. On the other side, your phone calls. A couple things we need to get to as well. Potential issue for those who want to watch the Eagles play on Monday Night Football next week. We got a brewing issue we need to talk about. And Jerry Jones, what he said about why he's not fixing one of the worst defenses in pro football. We'll hit all that next. Your phone calls, the Bryce situation. I do think Jason Kelsey's right, that him not expressing confidence Bryce can be elite again or doubting it. That's a source of a problem here. Dabrowski faulted on that. I do think, you know, you kind of unpack it all. Bryce is wrong for responding in a soft way. But Dave Dabrowski really changed the conversation. Like, you made a lot of mistakes with your roster, and you moved the conversation to, hey, let's yell about Bryce Harper for 3 weeks. 215-592-9494. Would you trade the 3-1s for Myles Garrett? I would. Hugh Douglas, we could all see through this. He doesn't want to give up his take. The luxury, defense, necessity. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back on a Halloween Friday. Midday show. Hugh
happy
Douglas.
Halloween.
Jojo, happy Halloween. Trick-or-treating just a few hours away here. I'm excited. Get that candy out, Hugh. Come on.
Mm-mm, not going
to
do
what
it.
Do you think you're more likely to bend on? The candy for the kids in the neighborhood or three first-round picks for Myles Garrett?
I'll probably get a three-round draft picks up first before
but
I get
the kids
candy. That's
insane.
Just put a bucket of candy out. How
no,
hard is
no,
it?
I'm not. No. Not doing that.
Have we unpacked why?
Nah, just don't want to do
we
it.
You know why.
Not friendly.
You, exactly but, right. You know, friendly is a choice. You just wake up I mean, today I'm not and be
that,
friendly.
I'm friendly-ish, mm-hmm. but no, I'm not that friendly.
So candy
nobody's
is
friendly-ish. You're either friendly or
I am
or
friendly-ish.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, like
no, you're
you
just
know,
not friendly. It's
I don't
okay.
like I don't like man hugs every now and then. I will let a few slide through.
But a know? Hug from a stranger is far different than candy.
Yeah,
kids
just
on.
Like, it's just like, you know, I'm not a big fan of small talk. Not a fan of small talk.
Yeah.
I like the long talk every now and then. Mm. And then, you know, the kids knocking on the door, trick or treat. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, it is could interesting that you like long talking and hate small talk.
No, I like
long talk takes
like
way triple easier. The time.
I like yeah. interesting conversations. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you get caught into them, you know, those infinite loops of, you know, hey, what are you thinking of the Eagles?
I don't think that doesn't happen on
what
Halloween.
What do you think of the Eagles?
I mean, that's
well,
not
real.
I think they're second best team in the NFL.
Yeah, whoa, you know what? Whoa. How about getting Myles second. Garrett? They'd be getting the first best team.
Man, that might be true, but what are we giving up to do that?
Three first round picks. we know
like
the
a,
price.
Sounds like a lot.
No, it sounds fair to me. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phones in a second here. Your reaction to the Myles Garrett trade conversation. Would you give up the three first rounders? And what Jason Kelce said about the Bryce Harper, Dave Dabrowski feud, do you agree with him that it was really about him questioning the potential moving forward more than the criticism of what just was? But Hugh, we got a couple of things here to keep an eye on moving forward. Let's start with the ESPN YouTube TV issue. So
yeah, that's crazy.
It sounds like has it happened already or about to happen? YouTube TV. I know a lot of people now have you know different ways of watching TV. It's not this obviously cord cutting is huge now, but YouTube TV has become a big one. And ESPN, ABC, all those Disney, all the Disney properties, they're apparently in a dispute. They're off and. Hugh, the next Eagles game, of course, a week from Monday night, is an ESPN Monday Night Football game, which means if you have YouTube TV and they don't settle this, you're out of luck. Hugh, do you have YouTube TV?
Yes, I do.
Kyle, do you have YouTube TV?
Yep.
I do not. So, you guys, what are you guys going to do?
They don't. Well, look, I'll go to the bar if I have to.
Yeah, right.
But I don't want to have to go to the bar on a Monday night.
I know. We got to wake up early for a show Tuesday.
Yeah. I mean, You know what the funny thing about this is? Hmm. Remember, like, what was it, about 10, 15 years ago?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
The whole thing to cut the cord it cheaper.
Yep.
Like when we added, if you added up, if you went back,
it's not
and
cheaper.
You added up all the streaming services that you have.
It goes right back to what cable was.
Joe. And they, you remember how they sucked us in? It's only $5. And then it went to $30. Remember Netflix was only like a couple dollars. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it became bigger. And Netflix was one where they wanted you to share the Netflix.
And now you can't anymore.
And now you can't.
They put the restrictions on that.
You might as well go back to cable. And pick your own tier.
So I have cable, and I probably pay more per month than some people do, but I sleep good at night. Like I,
yeah, because you could pop on the television. Because see, like for me, you know, it's the Fire Stick thing where you can only watch certain channels in certain rooms.
Yeah, right.
And it's like if you get rid of YouTube TV, if you get rid of ESPN on YouTube TV, hey, you might as well go back to cable.
Yeah, I don't know how everyone feels like, but like if this was me. I would be furious.
You know
like
what I'm saying?
I would consider leaving that whatever streaming service I'm on but if they don't give me my channels.
But see, I'm saying all that not knowing how much cable costs. So I would probably back off of that if I actually knew the actual price of cable.
Well, so here's what I'm
wondering. It's in the 200s. I get the internet with it too.
Oh.
They take away this whole Disney package.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to ask us to pay less for YouTube TV.
No.
But you know what I think could happen? If they come to this deal with ESPN and Disney, are they going to make me pay more?
Probably,
because
yeah.
they had to pay more.
Well, that's
that's a joke.
I agree. It is funny, Hugh, because that was the thought that you
to get violated. Now this is about to happen. Because what are you going to do? Remember a few years ago where they were talking about taking away the games and then they raised the prices. Was that Fox? Which one is it?
I forget. I mean, it feels like every year or so someone's in a dispute.
Earlier this year was NBC.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
That's what it was.
And they kept telling you all these channels are in danger. Like they keep threatening us. By the way,
that's who loses.
It's like we're not negotiating with you though.
No, the consumer always loses in this.
It's crazy.
All right. Speaking of money issues, you hear the latest about Jerry Jones here.
No.
So Jerry was quoted by the Wall Street Journal. So he was taught that the question was really about the Cowboys and the team and focus on what's realistic, trading for players like the trade deadline stuff, right? And then he gave this quote that kind of made people raise their eyebrows. Quote, there's $100 billion present value with gas out there. That's why I'm talking to you on the telephone rather than trying to fix our defense with the Dallas Cowboys. Quote, there's $100 billion present value with gas out there. That's why I'm talking to you on the telephone rather than trying to fix our defense with the Dallas Cowboys. There's been rumors out there for years that Jerry and his non-Cowboys businesses have not made as much money in recent years as they used to. And it has affected the bottom line of the Cowboys. Like, you know how the Eagles, we always talk about cash versus cap, right? It's not just always the cap. It's the cash that Jeff Lurie's willing to pay out. Well, there's been speculation for years, Hugh, that Jerry doesn't have as much cash to give away as other teams because his non-football money isn't what it used to be. This kind of makes you think that there's something to that, that his non-football revenue streams have dried up a little bit, and it's impacted the Cowboys.
So Jerry Jones is lightweight broke. And that's why he's having all these disputes with But wait a minute.
It's why Mike is on the Packers, the Cowboys.
But wait a minute. Didn't they pay the corner after they traded Micah? Somebody got paid
sure,
after they traded
Micah. Sure, but it wasn't Micah money.
Yeah. But there's revenue sharing in the NFL.
Yeah, but you're right. But there's always the cash versus cap. Like cap, you could spread the money up, but cash is like up
real,
front.
Like real, yeah, yeah. Oh,
I mean,
wow.
He's cried poverty for a while. Like, I don't have enough money to sign Derrick Henry. I can't sign Micah Parsons.
Well, maybe you need to put and turn that yakata
sure,
in.
Yeah.
How much you get for a used yakata nowadays?
You know, I got to be honest. I haven't sold any used yakatas in a while. Like,
that's not really my space.
No, I'm saying because when you sell a used, you get it like a discount. What? How do they depreciate?
We work in radio, Hugh. I don't know how many people around here have yakatas. All right, this is radio station.
It's a couple people. Like there was a run on yakata the last couple of years. Because what? Mr. Lurie got a yakata?
But these are rich people.
Like stupid rich people. Who is that? Arthur Blank got a yakata a few years ago.
How much do yachts cost? Let's ballpark this.
Probably a couple, like at least a bill.
No, more than that.
You think?
Yes.
How much is a nice yakata?
All right, we'll look this up. We'll talk to Mike at Summerdale. What's up, Mike?
What's up, boys? You know what? Hugh's never going to go back on that defensive necessity to the luxury. So that's why he's going to continue to poo-poo the Myles Garrett.
People see right through you.
See, I mean, it's so easy, Mike,
no,
to see
I mean,
it.
I'm not attacking you. Hugh, listen, I understand.
Yes, you
I listened to you. You explained your take on to me before, so I get where you're coming from. But that would be the monetary gain. Now you have it level because they're putting money allocated funds to the defense. And they're going to have to do that eventually. I mean, your quarterback, our quarterback, is going to have to win games. He's not going to have two top receivers forever. So they're going to have to go to a draft and find another guy on that second if they do move on from AJ. So I just think it's a no-brainer. You're not getting – the next two picks, you're not getting a Myles Garrett. I don't care who it is. I don't care who's there. You're not getting a Myles Garrett. So that's how I see it. Go get him. Do you want to win championships? Do we want to back-to-back?
Let's go. Yes, we do, Mike.
Why don't you want to just slant up and just go run through the NFC? Don't we just want to run through the NFC and win a championship?
Mike, we've
won. I'm saying. Go ahead.
Mike, we've won two championships. Without
yeah,
Mike.
Why not stack chips, man?
May I please allow the finish?
Go ahead.
Like, I love how fired up Mike is.
We have went to four Super Bowls, right? And won two championships.
Okay.
Without a player of Myles Garrett's caliber.
Well, hold on. But
no,
you're right. The first Super Bowl was the player.
T.O.
the first one.
No, I meant we're talking defense. We're talking defense. Who is the player that we went to the Super Bowl Redick. With the caliber?
None.
Hassan Reddick.
Well, I mean, he's not. I mean, okay, he's a good player, but he's not
but
on Myles'
well,
caliber.
But hold on.
I
know that's, it's Friday, that's, but that's a crazy down. Bar, though. Myles Garrett is like,
no,
that,
but
no,
there's
I know,
a difference
no,
but Myles listen, Garrett's caliber.
This is the bar that you've set it at because everybody's agreeing that if we
good
get
call,
Myles
Mike.
Garrett, we're going to the Super Bowl.
So I agree with you. You don't need a all-time great defensive player to get there, but you need a better defense than what they have. So how do I get this defense to that level? Like, can I just paint a picture for you?
The defense that you won the first Super Bowl with.
No, hold on. Do you need a Patrick Mahomes to go to the Super Bowl? No.
See, y'all.
Does it make it easier if you do?
Of course.
Now
of course.
We are changing the argument. Let's stay. Let's keep the same. No, it's not. We are adding different variables mm-hmm. into this argument.
But you said you need an all-time defensive
no,
player.
No, I didn't say you need it all. Like, I'm saying we have had success without having a player of Myles Garrett's caliber.
Agreed, because the collective on defense was better.
And then,
I believe this. All the four times they've been to the Super Bowl and since 2004,
mm-hmm.
they've had a top 10 defense.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get a top 10 defense by hook or by crook, by hoping what we have here becomes that, or this guy instantly makes them a top 10 defense. So you're right. You go back to 2017, 2020. Like, they didn't have a bunch of Hall of Famers running around in those defenses, but they played like a top 10 defense.
And Myles Garrett, like, I think people are missing the point. I would love to have Myles Garrett on this team. That's number one. I am not willing to give up all of that to get him. That's what I'm saying. And as simple as that. And as far as my take is concerned, Mike, my take is iconic. My take will live in infamy no matter what happens after
this. It's crumbling.
Because
it's about to die.
My take lives in your headspace forever. The fact that we're still talking about the hottest take that I've ever had on this radio station 3 years later, I have won. Whether or not you want to concede that, Joe, I won the hot take wars. I won that.
Well, if you want to claim that.
I claim it. I claim it. I claim it with
because AI
with,
told you.
I claim it with my chest.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I'm
again,
saying it with my chest.
If they, I promise everyone, if they introduce Myles Garrett in a press conference next Wednesday, we're having a take funeral for your take.
And I will be there for it, and I will eulogize my take.
I need pallbearers. I need everyone here for this.
And I was about to say we'll get Big Game Dante to sing for us, but I don't. He probably ain't gonna return phone calls. He didn't blow up. Now
the national anthem at a funeral.
Well, not so
off.
Much the national anthem. We're gonna see if we can get him to sing. Mahalia Jackson's in the upper room.
Oh, well, we're gonna see. That is our funeral
we
song.
I need to probably hit one of these churches in Philadelphia this weekend and see if I can find somebody.
The great Reverend Hugh Douglas.
You need to put some church clothes on and see what I can find.
Let me throw this scenario at you guys, because we keep talking about, you know, is it worth it, not worth it, it's a dynasty, Super Bowl this year. I just wanted you to picture this moment, okay? NFC divisional round. Eagles are up 24-20. With 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go. 24-20 Eagles, 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go. You pick the team they're facing. I mean, they're all good, right? The Rams.
Okay, we're running the Kansas City back. Go around. You're talking about the NFC Championship. I thought you meant the Super Bowl.
So Rams, Packers, Lions. You pick your opponent.
I'll take the Rams because it feels like we might run into the Rams again.
We're up 4. We're on the field. Do you hope or do you believe we're going to finish that game and get to the next round? Because with the defense we have right now and the pass rush we have right now and the second corner we have, I'd be sitting there on my couch, biting my nails and hoping. With Myles Garrett, I would feel like we're going to get the stop.
I believe. I don't hope anything. I believe it because we've...
So you're lying to yourself.
We've done that before.
Not this year.
We've done
this
that
year?
Before. Yeah, didn't we play the Rams this year?
Yeah, we won on a... They walked right down
did
the
we
field.
Play the Rams?
But, hold on.
No, but
and
Hugh,
did we win?
But
did
Hugh,
we win? I'm sorry.
Wait. Was the objective?
Did we win?
Hold on. Was the defense's objective? No, timeout. When the defense got on the field, was the objective give up a makeable field goal attempt?
No.
No, it was to get the stop, and they got lucky. They blocked the kick. But can we be real?
We had to come back from down 16.
Can we be real?
No,
the Rams kicked our defense's ass.
Kyle, NFC.
Who won the game?
NFC division around.
I forgot. Yeah. It's been a lot of football we played. Let me go look at the Eagles schedule and see who they lost.
You said that, you know what this is? This is semantics.
No, it really is.
Because winning on a blocked kick is hope. Kyle, I'll ask you the same question.
What gives you a better chance to win? Your defense giving up 10 points or your defense giving up 32?
Let me ask Kyle the same question.
It's a very simple question.
Hugh is filibustered through. Here's the question. 24-20 NFC division around. 24-20 Eagles. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go. Stafford has the ball. No Myles Garrett. Same defense we have now. Do you hope or believe they're going to win?
If we just have our defense now?
Yeah, I just hope they're going to win.
It's just hope, yeah.
Right. If they have Myles Garrett?
33-20.
Oh, it's... I
belief.
Mean, we're not even... Guys, we're not giving up another yard with Myles Garrett. We already established this.
33-26.
Yeah. You know what's amazing? You to sit here with a straight face and say the defense got a stop on Stafford at the end is a joke.
No, and then our quarterback...
They walked down the field.
117... 0.4 rating.
They walked straight down the field to win the game.
26 yards and 3 tutties.
Yeah, we almost lost the game.
I mean, they really should have lost.
You're making our point for us.
3 tutties. No, I'm just looking. Like, listen, I didn't see the game. I don't even call it.
Yeah, the facts say our defense didn't play well, Hugh.
I'm looking at the box score.
It's a joke.
The box score is that we scored more points than we
won. Box score watching is for clowns, okay? Black Gritty is up on WIP. What's up, Black Gritty?
Let me go get my face paint.
Go ahead. What's up, Black Gritty?
Give me some runway today. I got some stuff. First of all, there's a snake in my boot, Pokemon, and play on my emotions is like play on my money. Huey, don't play with my money.
Don't play with my money.
Oh, first of all, Dombrowski basically crashed the car and then threw the keys at Bryce Harper. And y'all over here like a Scooby-Doo talking about Bryce Harper. This man has done a terrible job getting me my championship. And now we talk about Bryce Harper. So, yeah, he's going to give him $50 million because he did the razzle-dazzle. You finally get to it. It took you all week to get to this man doing the okey-doke. He smacked you with the left hand and then blamed Bryce with the right. And y'all over here looking at Bryce. Dombrowski needs to do a better job. That's what that is. Secondly, Hugh Douglas, now I know that you're a man of great means, but you're also a limited man. And these people are talking to you in the wrong fashion. So let me speak to you in the right fashion.
Okay, go for it, Black Gray.
How would you feel about giving up 2 second-round picks and 1 first-round pick for Myles Garrett? How would you feel about that?
And I would do that.
Because when I win the Super Bowl back-to-back for the first three-peat ever, they're the last pick in the draft, which is essentially a second-round pick, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So at that point, by the third pick, because I also have Lane Johnson. Lane Johnson's not going to be here forever. I got 2 more years of Lane Johnson. Let me get 2 more years of that. And then you know what I do, Hugh? At the end of his prime, because he's still going to be in his prime, I'm going to flip Myles Garrett and get my first-round pick back because I did my three-peat. And then I can reset and do what I need to do, Hugh Douglas. That's how I need to talk
you
to
know
my
what?
Brother.
And you know what's funny, Black Gritty, to your point?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good chance. Myles Garrett is one of them cats that's going to play as long as BG played. 15, maybe even 20 years because of the way that he is built. And I could see that. And he's going to be a serviceable player. Because you talk about a guy like Calais Campbell is still in the league. The last time I checked.
Yeah, he is in the Cardinals.
Jadeveon Clowney. Julius Peppers had a long run
Peppers
in the NFL.
Peppers is a good comp. Great athlete.
And Big Worm, that's what we call a re-up, my brother.
Yeah, the re-up. I hear you. But that makes more sense. That to me makes more sense.
They don't know how to talk it to you with the huck it to you. I got you, brother. Now, let me tell you about the last thing, okay? Because I'm a yachtsman. From my child's birth, I told her, I don't care what you do in life, you need to buy me a yacht. Now, our yacht that we could afford, us on the radio listening, it starts at $2 million. That's the base price for a yacht. That's a small yacht, 50 foot. I don't want much, okay? Jerry Jones's yacht is about $250 million. It costs him $20,000 a week to run it, whether he's on it or not, because you have to keep it staffed and keep it furnished properly. What he should do is rent it out. His real problem is that he's ghetto rich, where he's out here waiting so long to pay your quarterback, and you're paying him at the top price instead of paying him early like we do. So, yeah, he's broke Bag Mountain up there because he don't know how to handle his money. And his kids is just over that they get a little check before he passes away and squanders it all on young women in helicopters. I love you guys. Happy Halloween. And
happy Halloween.
Sell my money, Hugh. Let's go get this. Let's go get this Garrett. You know what I mean? 2 seconds of the first, baby. I love you guys. Have a good day.
Happy Halloween, Black Ray. See? Oh yeah, I guess it was just semantics for you, Douglas.
Well, it is because it's like when you talk about giving up 3 first round draft picks. That's to me, that's the future.
Yeah, but
of
what
your franchise.
But like Black Reddy said, it'll be the last pick in the first round. That's basically a second round pick.
No, I hear you.
The future is now, Douglas.
Yeah, I hear you. But what about those other couple picks that you potentially
that might be busts anyway?
Are we forgetting that we are the second youngest team in the NFL right now?
We've clearly forgotten it. Yeah.
What? We just get too obsessed with draft picks. They're like. We have no idea what they are. It could be Quinyon Mitchell. It could be Jalen Reagor. But it's a draft pick.
But see, here's the problem with that thinking, Kyle. And you're right to a certain extent because it's a crapshoot, right? You're rolling the dice.
Yeah.
But the dice are in my hand to roll. Like when you take away those draft picks, you're taking away the dice.
Sure, but you're getting Miles
Garrett.
But I
can get the $100,000.
No,
versus the dice,
but you're taking, but I would rather have the dice because I might have a couple
you
hundred dollars in my pocket.
You would rather take the dice than $100,000.
But what if I'm rolling sevens right out the gate and I get me another?
You won't
Hall
even
of
put a bucket of candy out for Halloween, and you're going to tell me you
like,
would rather take the dice than the $100,000?
Now we're
up?
Making it personal. We ain't talking about my personal preferences
yes,
and
are.
How I spend my money.
Yes, we are.
No,
it's
we're
not even your money. Someone
no,
gave you a bag
saying.
Of candy yesterday
but if
you, to put
if
out.
I would rather have the dice in my hand,
no, you
but
wouldn't
I want to check
no,
the
you
dice.
This is the same guy.
Looking for Little Joe.
No, you're lying.
Wait a second. Did I forget this?
I forgot what
did I forget this? Was it? Aren't you the same guy that 2 weeks ago left your house close to midnight to cross state lines to try to cash out a parlay?
I don't remember having that
And you're talking about... holding the dice in your hand, you will get out of your house at midnight to take $5.
I don't recall that
conversation. I remember it vividly.
Hugh telling me he would rather take the dice than the $100,000 straight up is just a lie.
I don't recall having that conversation.
Yeah, we all remember it pretty vividly. Pretty vividly.
Okay, and a Yakata?
Yeah.
Arthur Blank's Yakata cost $180
million. $180
million? Yeah.
And you talk about us getting a yacht.
Yeah, we ain't getting no yacht.
Radio people don't get yachts. I mean, not in this lifetime.
It's on the market now. I guess he's selling it. He's looking for to replace it with a larger, even more expensive vessel. Good Googling.
Can't be many suitors. Like, how many people could, there's got to be like 10 people out there that could afford it.
Wait a minute. Hold up, though. But here's appreciated. He bought it for $180. He's asking $200 for it.
Oh, they appreciate?
I guess his did.
Yeah. Like maybe it's like a house.
Boy,
it just appreciates as time goes
crazy.
On. Yeah, I don't know about all that. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here. We got a lot to do in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get to everyone's phone calls here on the Myles Garrett thing, the Bryce Harper situation. I think Jason Kelce was spot on. It was the point of Dombrowski questioning and trusting if Harper could ever get back to that really set him off. And I do think Dombrowski has really done a number here to turn the conversation away from him. Nobody in 3 weeks has said, yeah, maybe we needed better players to beat the Dodgers. No, it's like, they were right there. And Bryce Harper, screw you. That's what Dombrowski started that conversation. Dombrowski also didn't do enough here and distracted us from it. All right, your phone calls and all this. We'll get to guest the takes in 1 o'clock hour. And We got to unpack a wild phone call that happened on the WIP afternoon show yesterday, coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Shots at the morning show?
Pew, pew.
What is going on? All this is coming up. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on a Halloween Friday on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.